A reading from John's Gospel. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father, the Gospel of the Lord. We are overjoyed. We are excited. We are filled with hope. Our faith community will soon be enriched by the freshness and vitality of new leadership. God has been good to us, calling forth out of God's goodness our future as a people. Our imaginations are full of rich and creative visions about who we are and who we will be. Our hearts sing. We are despondent. We are overwhelmed with sadness. We feel an absence. Our faith community is unsettled by the concern and pain we feel in hearing the news of the illness of a good friend, a delightful colleague, and a pastoral rock. God has challenged us. And we struggle to see the goodness of God's creation amidst our need to find hope amidst the darkness, to find light amidst a dark valley. Our imaginations run wild with scary and painful visions of what might happen and the limits to how we can help. Our hearts hurt. We live in between. So what holds us together? And Jesus answers, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. We are full of trust. We are faithful. Our faith community is blessed with so many good gifts. We have a beautiful campus, the richness of a people who share gifts of voice, mind, and love of neighbor, the vibrant energy and bubbly hope of youth, afresh with faithful excitement about futures yet written, of accomplishments yet done. We are saints. Our God is a good God. We are full of doubts. We are anxious. Our gifts are never enough. Our gifts are never perfect, never quite what they should be. We do not love the neighbor as ourselves, and amidst our world of abundant wealth, we know there is massive poverty. We are sinners. Oh God, where are you? We live in between. So what holds us together? And Jesus answers, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. I would guess that this morning we feel this in-between more deeply, which makes us need to name it. For as Christians, we are called not to wallow in doubt, pain, and anxiety, nor to flee to certainty, constant pleasure, and never-ending joy, but to embrace both. We are not the hired hand, one who flees from responsibility when one sees a wolf. Instead, we are disciples of Jesus. We have been claimed by Christ as a certain type of people. We are Christ's sheep. We are not better, nor more perfect, nor more certain. We are not the only ones with some claim on faith, but we have a way of being in the world that only comes as a follower of Christ. We are Christians. And to be a Christian means to embrace the in-between of our existence. It means to see things a particular way, through faith in the promise that was enacted in Christ's death and resurrection. Even though we are in the church time of Easter, basking in the glow of the resurrection, our narrative returns us to the reality that it is Jesus' death that makes the resurrection possible. Jesus says, "The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Death and life and everything in between are intertwined in Jesus' story, just as they are throughout our lives. So how do we embrace doubt and belief, laughter and tears, the mountains and the valleys? What holds us together as in-between creatures? In the reading from Acts, Peter is asked by the religious authorities about what holds his life together. "By what power or name did you do this?" they ask. He replies, "The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." What I find fascinating is the connection between the name and the idea of power. Through Christ's name, Peter's life and relationship to the world and those around him is fundamentally transformed, and he ends up on the road sharing this power with others. In John's gospel, Jesus says that he is the one who has the power to be crucified and to live again. What is this power, then, that is unlike many contemporary ideas of power, say military or political or economic? It isn't about making money or taking over countries by force. Instead, the power that they are speaking about is much more primal and more integrative. I think it is the power that animates us. It gives us purpose and meaning. It gives us hope amidst the valleys. It makes us seek out the neighbor and love a certain type of way. It is the power of faith. And as Christians, it is the power of faith in Christ that animates us. It allows us to thrive amidst the in-betweenness of our lives. This power starts through God's act of claiming us in baptism. It is sustained as we strive to live out our lives in the faith communities that challenge us and support us amidst highs and lows, pain and pleasure, and laughter and joys. It culminates in the fullness that we experience as we move from this world to the next. We are known by Christ. We are inheritors of the promise of Easter. We are people of the in-between. And Christ is the power that holds us together. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." And because we are known as the sheep of this shepherd, we are also tasked with a certain type of worldly involvement. 1 John says, "How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help?" We have been commanded to live for the other. We have been commanded, knowing that Christ is made alive through faith, made active through love. Without these actions, Christ is dead. Without these actions, we are dead. And this means that our task amidst our in-betweenness is to cry with those who are sick, to welcome the stranger and clothe the hungry. But it is also to celebrate the joys of others, to share the successes of our friends, to laugh at the silliness of a 2-year-old. We are called to make God's love active in the world, no matter where we may be. Rather than wallowing in sadness or soaking up joy, we are called to active relationship with each other. We are called by the power of faith to see the in-between, but yet not let this reality stop us from making God's love abide. So let us celebrate this morning. Let us envision the future of this faith community as we think about welcoming a new pastoral presence. Let us laugh and love and bubble with joy at the good gifts that God has given us. Let us believe with confidence that God is good. Let us cry this morning. Let us be anxious for the clear void and absence that we feel this morning. Let us be unsettled. Let us doubt and ask, where are you, God? But let us be the people of the in-between. Let us be people of faith, held together by the power of Christ. This power calls us to make God's love abide in our actions, such that we dwell in the house of the Lord our whole life long. Christ is our power, and in this power we make God known in this world. Jesus reassures us, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. And we say, thanks be to God.